Important too, I'm sure, for the children. Laura Erskine is on the line. She's a parenting expert with the Baby Doc Club. Laura, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks very much for joining us. We were just speaking with, I know you won't have heard it, but just to explain what I'm talking about, we were just speaking with Kay Murphy and Shannon. She's with Active Retirement Ireland, and she spoke during her interview about how her grandchildren, although they, you know, they can't mingle at this time for health reasons, so it's nobody sick, but they're minding each other. They came to her garden yesterday and waved in at her and were dressed up for Patrick's Day, and she said it was a lovely moment, but a very sad moment, and it's a kind of a thing that we can all hopefully do for our grandparents. But I was just thinking that's actually quite nice for the grandchildren as well.
It is. It absolutely is, because they're missing them too at this time, and they're looking for reassurance from all of the important adults in their lives, and that includes the grandparents. So if we can all put a smile on our face and make the best of the situation through appropriate social distancing, and if that's through the window of the sliding doors at the front door or in the back garden, then that's what we'll do, and use it as an excuse to try and find new ways of communicating. Mm. My own children have started writing to their grandparents, and I know we have an age now we're now living in that we can FaceTime and we can do all sorts of other technological advances in terms of our communication, but we're bringing back some of the old school methods too, and it's great in terms of keeping their brains going and trying to find some activities to do outside of screen time. But definitely staying in touch with grandparents in whatever way you can, and there's some lovely apps out there that I've seen a lot of on social media where we've got combined meetings happening.
Yes.
Using various different platforms that are out there, Zoom being one of them, and you can get the whole family involved. I saw lots of families all sharing their St. Patrick's Day celebrations at the one time, all seeing one another on the same screen and chatting to one another. And I suppose this is, the benefit of technology at a time like this, that we can stay in touch with those that are most important to us.
And that's very important, and we need that social interaction as much as we can. The other reason, though, that we brought you on this morning was to try and maybe help parents a little bit, because it's going to be a long time, or it'll feel like a long time for many parents as they're home with their children, trying to keep them entertained as they understandably get frustrated and bored and all that sort of stuff. Any tips?
Yes, absolutely. My goodness. The key to all of this over the next couple of weeks is to try and get as organized as possible. And that's both for your own mental health as a parent, but also to help your children navigate this typical time, or this untypical time. And this allows children to know what's coming next. And we all know that children love routine. In fact, they crave it. So get out your Post-its or your large sheet of A4, A3 paper, and start organizing your days. And whether you do that on a weekly basis or on a daily basis the night before, either one will work. But it is about being organized and mapping out the day for your children so that they know that between activities, when you're allowing a little bit of downtime, that's free play to allow themselves to get bored, a little bit bored, which is good for their imagination. But in between times, that you have scheduled activities. And you've scheduled
what sorts of activities? Sorry to cut across you, but what sort of things would you recommend?
Well, obviously fresh air is a wonderful thing. And thankfully, we're not in the depths of winter, so we can get out to our local parks. It's important not to visit the playgrounds unless there's nobody else there, because we have to keep our social distance. And if we do see friends or family members in the park, that we respect that 2 meter distance. But bring a ball, bring a hula hoop, bring some cones and a football, and set up some sort of skills course and get your children playing. Even remember the old games that you used to play as a child, like Red Rover and Tip the Can, those sorts of games, and play with your children. Embrace the time, but the fresh air will be wonderful for their mental health. The exercise will help with them creating those endorphins that will run around their systems, and everybody will feel an awful lot less guilty when you sit down to watch a movie mid-afternoon that you've been out in the fresh air.
And I'm thinking particularly on the rainy days, it's very easy to use the television as a babysitter, in effect, throw the movie on or whatever it may be, but that's only going to work so far, and it's not ideal, obviously. Any ideas that jump out to you for indoor activities, or what's working for yourself?
Of course. Well, we've been getting into the kitchen, and that's something that you can do with children of all ages. I have a 10, 8 and 14-month-old. So we're all getting involved. And we're choosing a recipe each day, each member of the family is, and we're learning how to cook that. So whether that's a sweet recipe or a savoury recipe, it's forming part of the menu for the day. And we're learning life skills, which is wonderful. And it also allows my little one to get involved in a little bit of messy play. And she's sticking her hands into the flour and the dough, and she's helping, doing a little bit of the scooping. And it's something that's that really the whole family can get involved in. And the other thing that we forget about from time to time is actually how much fun the bath can be. And that's not just at bedtime, but we've donned our swimsuits. We've all gotten in the bath. Well, not myself, but my three children have. They've played games with their dolls in the bath. They've brought their cars in for a car wash in the bath. We've created a whole heap of activities to do in the bath. And that you'll definitely get away with a good 45 minutes worth of fun. And then you get to clean them at the end too. Reading is obviously a great one. And depending on the age of your children, you're going to read either with them or to them, or else you're going to show them the books that you used to enjoy as a child. And actually, while our national libraries are closed, if you do have a membership card, you can log on, and there are some resources online on our National Library website.
Absolutely.
That you can download.
And if you don't have a membership card, as people will hear on the programme probably tomorrow, you can still join, and they've changed some of the procedures to allow you gain access to those without having to go to the libraries because they're closed here in Clare. But people will hear more about that in the programme tomorrow, and it's a really great one. All you got to do is go join online and then ring your library branch and they'll sort it out for you. But we'll hear more about that in the programme tomorrow. Really, really briefly, Laura, because I'm tight for time, how can mum and dad cope through this, or any tips on that front? It's all well and good keeping the kids busy, but it's tough on parents as well if they feel like there's no escape from this, you know?
It is tough on parents because we're not just worried about keeping frayed nerves at bay in terms of keeping our children entertained, but we're most likely also worrying about either our own or our partner's jobs and the financial impact that this may have on our entire life. So it's just important to keep positive, take each day as it comes, and remember that when this country is ready to bounce back from this, that it'll be an almighty bounce, and we all just have to be ready. We might have to pivot a little bit in terms of what our job is or how we support our partner in how they may have to change some of the roles and responsibilities that they're doing for their job, and then not set too high expectations of ourselves, particularly if we're working from home. It's very difficult to do that with children. So if you're both working from home, take turns and allow one individual to lock themselves away for an hour or two at a time
headspace.
And get a little bit of work done and a little bit of headspace.
Laura Erskine, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Laura Erskine is a parenting expert with Baby Doc Club.